Hey guys, good morning. Thankful to be with you and just wanting to have a time together this morning where we get to not only read God's word, but also just turn our eyes to Him in prayer. And I want to do this consistently, especially over this time as we are filled with news updates, you know, constantly, that we just want to turn our eyes to the Lord and see what He would have to say as we begin our day. And so, I just want to encourage you to join with me in beginning our day and beginning our time with the Lord, even with a thanksgiving. And I want to read from Psalm 136. It says, "This, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His steadfast love endures forever." And as you continue on in Psalm 136, you'll see this, His steadfast love endures forever, over and over and over again. And so, and James tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from above. And so we want to just say thank you, Lord, for the simple things that we get to experience, the great blessings in our life. And so today, I'm thankful, honestly, for grocery store workers. And I'm thankful for the people whose jobs provide for us and allow us to even buy food and the possibility of that. And just encourage you to use the chat function that you'll see on the bottom of the screen to maybe post something that you're thankful for this morning as we're continuing to spend time together. So we're going to be in Psalm 77 this morning, and we're following our reading plan that we're doing with Ecclesia. And so I just encourage you to turn there. If you have your physical Bible, that would be great just to read the text. Otherwise, you can just listen to me read it, but we'll be in Psalm 77. And then I'll give some reflections for us, and then we'll spend some time just meditating on those things, and then we'll end our time together after we pray together. So Psalm 77 is where we are. Verse 1, "I cry aloud to God, and He will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. Selah. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years long ago. I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart. Then my spirit made a diligent search. Will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has His steadfast love forever ceased? Are His promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He in anger shut up His compassion? Selah. Then I said, I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. You, with your arm, redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. Salah. When the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies gave forth thunder. Your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lighted up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters, yet your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Lord, thanks for the reading of your word. Thanks that you have spoken to us. Lord, that you have spoken to your people, that you have, given us a way to even understand you, to even fathom your depths. Lord, I pray that as we read your word, as we meditate upon your word, Lord, that your spirit who moved people to write these words, Lord, that your spirit would open our eyes, that your spirit would open our hearts, that we would truly understand, not only with our heads, but with our whole beings. God, that you give us, you are the one who makes us aware of spiritual truths that we cannot fathom who you are. So Lord, I pray that by your spirit we would see you today. Pray that we would, see you as you are in your beauty and your goodness, and the struggle that we have in the flesh. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen. Just a couple reflections for us today. I think just in the first couple verses, we see the beginning elements of this struggle. We see the crying out to the Lord. We see him seeking the Lord in the day of trouble. Yet he's moaning, and his spirit faints, and he's stretched out with wearying. That this reality is that he's in some way seeking the Lord, there's something near. There's something that's a challenge for them, even in the here and now, just as it is for us today. But I think one thing I want to note and encourage you with in this is that even in the midst of the struggle, and even in the midst of the weariness, as we see in verse 2, he specifically says, "I cry aloud to the Lord." And I think the reality is that sometimes we can not declare, not say, not speak. Even to the Lord, even when we're praying, or even when we're kind of thinking about different things, that we in some ways, technology and personal reading has taken over for us in our world today, where historically things were all pronounced and things were all spoken out loud, and that's even true with God's creation, that he speaks things into existence. And so we have this reality that we even in the midst of trouble speak, and our words have an effect, and that we cry aloud to God primarily. I think just for verse 4, you hold my eyelids open, I'm so troubled I can't even speak. You see this tension and this even bodily response of struggle and of challenge, I just have that lump in my throat. I have my body seizing up in stress. Like I can't even move forward. And I think the main piece of this text that I want to encourage us with today, is what he, sets out to do in verse 6. He makes a diligent search, and this diligent search is a search of God, where are you? God, have you ceased being steadfast in your love? Have your promises come to an end? Have you forgotten to be gracious? And while we may read those and automatically say no, there's a tension that not only we may be experiencing today, but that people that we may be with, people that we may know, people that may be struggling today, who are asking these questions. And these questions are questions to be not just dismissed, but actually searched out. And I think it's the encouragement, I think, for you and I in this, and the practical application of this is sometimes we can think of faith as, oh yeah, like I know those things, and oh yeah, I can't really even ask that question, and I can't express any doubt or any questioning because, oh, I want to have complete faith. And the reality is that faith actually asks the hard questions. When we have faith, we are able to go unto God and say, hey, Lord, I'm wanting to trust you. I'm learning to trust you, but man, this is a struggle. And faith actually is the thing that asks the hard questions. I had a roommate in college who talked about God being this picture of a rock. And that's throughout all of the biblical story. And he's like, if God's a rock, I'm gonna take a sledgehammer to him and really see if he stands firm. Because if he stands firm underneath my questions and underneath my pleadings and underneath my hammering, then I know that he is God above all. And that I can worship him. And so there's a reality to which asking the hard questions is actually builds our faith. It doesn't diminish our faith. And so for you today, for myself today, and not just what are we scared to ask, but and letting ourselves actually go to the Lord with those questions. Is something that actually builds relationship, builds trust, and helps us in our development of faith in him. And I want to say in the midst of these that all of these answers we find, will the Lord spurn forever? Will he never again be favorable? Are his promises at an end? I'm reminded of 2 Corinthians 1:20 that says, all of God's promises are yes in Christ. That there is no question, there is no struggle, there is no wondering that God is scared of, because he has made his full love known in the person and the work of Jesus. And so God will not spurn forever. His promises are not at an end. He hasn't forgotten to be gracious. But there are times in life where we can question that. And the reality is that for all eternity, his love is will overcome. In some ways, love wins and conquers all things, especially in the death, resurrection, and of Jesus. And so, our hope is that his compassion never ends. And all of our tears and all of our struggle will be wiped away and made new. Final comment just from this passage, and then I want us to give just a time of sitting in this, is that in verses 16 through 20, we see the power of God. We see God's wonder. The skies gave forth thunder, you know, the deep, the oceans itself trembled and were split and were afraid. But yet verse 19 says that God was unseen. His footprints were unseen, and that he led his people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. And the reality that that even though God may be working powerfully, that even though the reality is God is working powerfully, he still may seem unseen to you and I in different areas and different struggles of our life. And so and the reality is that he uses people. He uses you and I. He uses Moses and Aaron to lead his people. I think that's amazing. It's truly amazing that God can be so so powerful in the leading of his people, but at the same time give a representative, a very flesh and blood to people that meets them. That is a picture to them. So, I mean, Christ is ultimately, right, he's the perfect, perfect human, perfect example, perfect perfect person that we can kind of grab hold of. And that's what you and I get to be today. Not in sacrilegious way at all, but we get to be that representative to people, just like Moses and Aaron, that we get to lead others in the question of, is God seen? Is God near? So I just want to take a moment and just maybe want to embrace the discipline of silence as we read God's word, as we have heard from him, as we have heard his word spoken. Just want to take just a minute just to sit reflectively and say, Lord, what do you want to say to us in this? Just sit with the Lord as he has spoken to you. Lord, thank you for your words to us. God, thank you that we have examples of your people throughout history who have literally questioned what is going on. And Lord, that you are not scared of our questions. That actually you encourage us to question. You encourage us to ruminate. You encourage us to come to you with all that we are thinking. And Lord, we know that in the midst of those wrestlings, in the midst of the wonderings, Lord, that you are faithful. Just have a picture of just a father not being annoyed by his child's questions, but being so excited to talk about, just the simple things of life and just even the hard questions, even thinking of, sometimes we as children can be annoying, asking why? But yet you as our perfect and good Father, you love it when we ask why, and you fully embrace where we are. And so, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for the reality that we can come to you with all that we are in the good times and the hard times. And Lord, thanks that you use people. Thanks that you use Moses and Aaron. Thanks, Lord, that you use governors and world leaders. Thanks that you use your body as the church, that we get to show your deeds, Jesus, that we get to show your compassion for those who are questioning. Has the Lord forgotten to be gracious? Lord, would we be those examples to people that he has not? That he is gracious right now. And let me show you that. And so, yeah, Lord, just pray for my friends. Pray for our own family. Lord, pray for our own children that, we would show your compassion. We would show your favor. We would show your love, Jesus. And so, Lord, thanks that you meet us. Thanks that you're with us. Thanks for our time together. In Christ's name, amen. Just want to encourage you guys as you do have needs and as things do occur, even praises, something good to report, we encourage you to log into our app, Ecclesia SLC, on Android and iPhone, and be able to, just submit a praise of something that's happening. Maybe submit a prayer request of a need that you have, and please reach out to us as any have need. I want to end our time together by quoting 2 Corinthians 13:14, that says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore." Pray that you guys have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.